Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are, rightfully so, on fire. We're setting all the refineries on fire. You know, what's going on now is absolutely amazing. We have this circus going on, and you know what I'm talking about, Lindsay. The candidates, all these candidates who claim they're fit somehow to be president of the United States, and we have the Republican discussion that took place a week or so ago, and the only one who emerged as anyone that has any kind of understanding of what's going on and the issues that we need to face and the constitutional obligations that he has is Ron Paul. And he came out with very, very high numbers. And all of these other characters, Giuliani and the rest of them, really have come out, McCain, way behind Ron Paul. And yet, what have the media done with Ron Paul? Showing and proving just exactly who controls the media. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, they've called Ron Paul everything in the world. They've called him a conspiratorialist. And, of course, they called you and me that, too. This is not a conspiracy. This is done by design plan, every bit of it. But Ron Paul finally is telling the facts the way that the American people want to hear it. I don't know what they're going to do with him. You know, John F. Kennedy, when he decided to tell the American people what the Federal Reserve was doing, they assassinated him. And I'm very concerned about Ron Paul. Can't you imagine how wonderful it would be to have a man like Ron Paul in the White House?
That would be a real Alice in Wonderland story and just about as possible to become reality, yeah. It would be wonderful. A wonderful fairy tale, but unfortunately, as you've just pointed out, it is not going to happen if the powers that be have anything to say about it. Now before any physical harm is done to Ron Paul, they are going to do everything they can to ignore him, to discredit him, and then to character assassinate him. These are the three main upfront strategies of the media moguls and the elite. So you just watch what happens now in the weeks ahead. And you mark my words, Lindsay, those are the things that are going to happen. Someone is going to come out of the woodwork. Someone is going to be a new source of information about Ron Paul. And you're going to see this person, if he continues to make the kinds of climb that he's making, this individual or others will be new ammunition that'll be used against Ron Paul. You just wait and see. Watch what I'm saying. Listen carefully. It's going to happen.
Well, think about it, everyone out in the listening audience for a moment. Bush, Clinton. It was Bush Sr., Daddy Bush. He couldn't get reelected. Then Mr. Clinton came along. He was an angel. Well, we thought he was a devil, but he was an angel. Then Mr. Bush came along and has been in for 8 years. Whether he ever won the election or not is questionable. Now we have Mrs. Clinton, and I wouldn't put it past her to win whatsoever. If we do, we have 28 years of the identical same administration in Washington, D.C. Bush, Clinton, 28 years without any change. When will the American people realize that every bit of this is done by the power elite, Mr. New World Order himself? He's the one running the entire picture behind the scenes.
That's a good question. It is. It's a fascinating question. And I think we know the answer. The reason I raise these questions is because you can go one step further than what I have already articulated in the matrix of control, and that is you can say, hey, look at the people who ask the questions, who are given the post, the position of, asking the kinds of non-issue questions of the candidates. And when we come back, we'll address that as well, and much more. Much more to come. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Lindsay Williams and Rick Adams.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
So as I was saying just before the break, Lindsay, the media elites are handpicked, hand-chosen, moderators, and it'll get worse as it continues. And the questions are aimed primarily at the handpicked candidates, softball questions, as you know. And the real issues about the destruction and dismemberment of our nation here through various designs are largely, totally, and completely unreported, unasked, and unattentive. I mean, isn't it just another example of what we're talking about? Isn't this in your face now?
Well, Rick, let me try to explain, if I can, to
sure.
the listening audience,
that yes.
these people, this control factor, this agenda that we're seeing, these people literally exist. They know exactly what they're doing, and the reason I know they do is because I live with them. It's so unusual.
And we don't hold that against you, Lindsay.
Well, no, and I sat there utterly amazed day after day as I heard these people talk about the fact, oh, we have a God-given right to dictate to the world the way that policy is going to run because the average person in the world hadn't got sense enough. These people were so bold and blatant with what they were doing, and they do exist because of the fact that I, as a little insignificant missionary, given executive status because I was a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, sat with people in the World Bank and the IMF and the big oil company of top officials. The world is completely 100% controlled Nothing happens by chance. They know everything they're doing. But, Rick, I will admit to one thing. They are scared to death of the common person. That was the one thing that I found that they feared.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Lindsay. You know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's important. How did you see that? In what way did you notice this fear factor?
They were always talking about, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and we'll, in a roundabout way, saying we deceive here, we make things that way, we make it look this way. They actually invented such things as conspiracy. They invented left-wing wacko. They invented many of these other expressions and phrases that are being used today. They invented these for the purpose of disarming the people's minds. You remember back in the days when if you were a patriot, you were a dirty dog. Back in the days when the certain things were bombed and so on, and people used the word patriot. Oh, my goodness, if you use the word patriot, back in those days, you were just considered to be the most odd person in all the world. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, they call it the Patriot Act. And they read the Constitution of the United States of America, and you find the word patriot in the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's time that people hear the buzzwords. Oh, I must at this point. And I've said this before, but I'll give it again because it's been a long time.
Yeah.
One of the first things that I learned when I sat with the power elite, the people who control the world, listen to their buzzwords. They tell you everything they're going to do. It's just that the average person does not understand what they're trying to say. But listen to their buzzwords, and they'll tell you everything they're going to do. Before Katrina hit New Orleans, mm-hmm. they came out with a movie that went all across the nation. I think it was on cable TV or something like that, entitled Oil Storm. And it happened exactly two weeks later,
like
the story was told in Oil Storm. And I looked at it later, and I said, yes, these people, you see, the people of this world, the elite, the power controllers of the world, they do have a moral standard. It's their moral standard. It's not the one that you and I would hold. But they have a standard they must abide by because their God of this world makes them abide by it. They must tell what they're going to do in advance.
Uh-huh.
And if you listen to their buzzwords, you'll know everything that's going to be brought to pass. When I saw this newspaper the other day in San Mateo County Times when I was in San Francisco, and the big headlines, big bold letters on the front of the newspaper, could $4 gas be on the way? First thing I said was buzzwords. That's exactly what they're trying to tell the people. It is going to $4 a gallon in almost the near immediate.
Exactly.
Folks learn to hear the buzzwords. And when you read my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and my book, You Can Live, you'll be able to understand some of the buzzwords of what these people are doing. Now, there was another situation that took place within the past week.
Mm-hmm.
The housing market in America is in drastic straits.
Mm-hmm.
And the second largest lender of the subprime and the option arm was New Century Financial. And a few weeks ago, New Century said, we're in trouble. We're not issuing any more loans. Then about a week later, New Century came along and said, we declare bankruptcy. Now, 1 week ago, this is so significant. 1 week ago, mm-hmm. New Century was required, because they've defiled bankruptcy, to sell some of their paper, their loans, and they offered them for sale. They offered $162 million for sale in order to satisfy some of their creditors. They offered them, and all you have to do is bid on that $162 million of paper. In other words, those are houses out there that have mortgages on them that New Century had, and they needed to satisfy lenders, so they offered $162 million. What was the highest bidder? Oh, this is so significant. It shows what has happened to the value of our currency. It is utterly worthless. They offered $162 million. The highest bidder was $61 million. And that's what they sold the paper for.
Pretty shocking, isn't it?
Oh, we're living in times like this world has never seen before. And 3 days ago, does the average person realize that 3 days ago, the New York Stock Exchange hit the highest point that it is, that Dow Jones hit the highest point that it has ever hit since the highest that they've ever hit since 1927. When was the Great Depression? 1929. When were there soup lines on the streets of New York? 1932. Does this tell us anything?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you must see the handwriting on the wall and make preparation for your household now. We are living right now in that grace period.
And Lindsay,
remember, the stock market crash took place in 1929. Right. 1932, before there were lines, super lines in New York. We are living right now in a grace period. You still have time to do something about it. Listen to Rick Adams and believe everything he's saying.
Well, like you said,
how do I know that what he's saying is right? I lived with these people for 3 years' time, Rick.
Right, and I always say up front, as you have, Lindsay, let's put first things first. Let's set our spiritual house in order first, and get right with the Lord. Get right with the Father that created this world for His enjoyment, for His benefit, and we are here living really on leased time. We're literally not in control of anything. He's in control. And we can petition Him as we are and we have, and He does listen. He does hear our prayers. Make no mistake about that. But let's put Him first. And once we've done that, then we can understand all of these other things and what is happening to our nation. And one thing that's on my mind right now that you have mentioned so much, and you have mentioned in the videos, in the books, is this concern over what is going to happen to our farmlands and our produce and our food chain in the next year or so. You have been very prophetic in this area, Lindsay, and I'm almost afraid now to ask the question about what these fuel prices are going to do in this particular growing season this summer, and whether there'll be any next summer.
A group of farmers in southeastern Colorado and northern Texas, where 40% of the food supply of America comes from, invited me down for a speaking engagement a few months ago. When I got there, they had me speaking in two cities. And then they had a number of private home meetings where we had some of the largest farmers in America that farm thousands of acres. Farms have been in their families for generations. And we sat around in their living room, and finally I said, gentlemen, I want to know, why did you invite me here? You didn't invite me in here just to be able to pay two airline tickets, my son and me. I said, there's got to be some other reason why you invited me here. Their answer was, Lindsay, back 12, 13 years ago when we had the farmers drive up their tractors to Washington, we invited you down to be a part of that. And they said, everything that you said back in those days has taken place exactly like you said
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we've invited you here now because we have one question. And I said, you mean I spoke in these two cities and all these private meetings, and you finally tell me why you brought me here? They said, yes, we have one question. Where do you predict the price of diesel fuel is going? At the time, it was about $2.50 or $2.60 a gallon.
Ooh.
I said, it's going to $3 a gallon and above. One farmer looked over at me and said, the reason we brought you here is because we have calculated that anything above $3 a gallon for diesel fuel, we cannot afford to make a profit next year on our crops. And if you're telling us that diesel fuel is going to go above $3 a gallon, we're selling out. One farmer lifted up his hand. He said, I just sold. Another mm-hmm. farmer said, I'm selling out. Another farmer said, I'm quitting.
Right.
And finally, I said, wait a minute,
yes.
gentlemen, you can't do this. 40% of our food supply. What are you talking about? And finally, one of the farmers looked and said, Chaplain Williams, you have a DVD entitled Torn from the Land.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we all have seen it. He said, it is the most impressive story of what's happening to the family farm of anything that's ever been produced. He said, Chaplain Williams, we are begging you to take this back to the people in the city and get them to watch it, because within a year and a half, there'll be shortages on the grocery store shelves.
And that time is approaching. We're going to see that, and we'll be back to discuss it. Already, many have sold their farms to the, to the real estate people, and many of them have been Chinese, as a matter of fact. We'll be back. Lindsay Williams, Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back now with Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, you were just saying something that is just too important to jump off of, and that's the family farm crisis. Torn from the land, your video does show that quite explicitly. And these men that you spoke with, that was how long ago? How long ago was it, Lindsay?
This was about 6 or 7 months ago.
Have you spoken to them recently?
Oh, yes. They call on a regular basis every
and
few
what,
weeks
what,
and
what is their
what's
current
happening.
What is their current status?
Oh, their status is they can't make it. There's no way that they can plant their crops
this year.
They can't. They said, we can't make it. We are out of business as of this year.
Wow.
And now, of course, the price of diesel fuel has gone to $3.50
yep.
and $3.75. So that's much higher than what it was back then. They can't. They're actually losing money by planting their crops.
Now, in the 1980s and 90s, we saw this tremendous bankruptcy of the independent oil drillers, you know, the oil men in the United States that were pushed
yes.
out of existence. About the same time, we saw this happening with a family farm, and you wrote about it more, I think, just about more than anyone during that time, the family farmer going out of business. How much worse is it now in 2007 than it was then, the family farm crisis?
I would say it's far worse, merely because of the fact that the farmer, it's a whole different set of rules as to why the farmer is going out of business today. Back then, it was banks and loans and interest.
The S&Ls and stuff. Yeah, that was the primary motivation.
Today, it's crude oil. Everything revolves around crude oil, the standard currency of the world. And these farmers positively cannot plant their crops anything past $3 a gallon.
So how many do you think this year will call it quits?
Oh, I can see a third to a half of the farmers just saying we're not going to plant next year merely because if we do, we'll go in the hole.
Now, you notice how none of this has come up yet. And I know it's early, so I'm going to give them the benefit again, okay? But none of this has come up in any of these presidential campaigns. No questions, no issues, no statements.
Oh, and they won't.
It's like it does not exist. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, unless Ron Paul brings this up, nobody will. Oh, my goodness, the sleaze bags that we've got up there running for the presidency of the United States of America.
I mean, it's a circus. It is a Roman circus, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And would never deal with such issues as this. After all, that's too controversial. It might be considered conspiratorial.
Well, I mean, you know, you got Al Sharpton and Mitt Romney throwing stones at each other about whose church is better, or whose church is more corrupt, and which one, who's going to call Rosie O'Donnell a new name today, and that type of thing. Those are the important issues, you know, not the North American Union, the going out of business of the family farm. That's just, come on, that's pie in the sky stuff, Lindsay. That's not important. Are we on the same planet?
You're exactly right.
Oh, my goodness. This is just incredible.
Yeah, they just do not deal with the true issues. And I haven't heard a single one, none of them, to list what has happened because of outsourcing and free trade in the United States of America. Not one of them has dealt with the fact that there are 380,000 factory workers that were laid off in the state of Pennsylvania alone within 3 months. And none of them have dealt with the fact that the United States has lost 7 million textile jobs. Mm-hmm. 3 million manufacturing jobs to free trade and outsourcing to China and other countries. And that Hershey, makers of the chocolate kisses, gave such a kiss, they've moved to Mexico on a Valentine's surprise.
Incredible.
None of them. They're not talking about what's happening to Ford and to Chrysler. Did you notice that the heir to the Ford fortune actually stepped down from the... as the head of Ford, because they said you're a miserable failure. And the fact that the 180,000 Dodge Ram pickup trucks from 2006 models still on the lots today, nobody would dare touch the subject of what free trade and outsourcing has done to the United States of America. I mean, it's horrifying to think how the American people can be so hoodwinked. And these politicians must take us to be total fools. Mm-hmm. American corporations spent $59.2 billion in China in the past 12 months. No, not in America. In China. The only thing in the world that America's got left is debt. We don't have anything else. 152,000 companies have left the United States of America. 1 million manufacturing jobs have been lost in the United States since Mr. Bush took office. You think he would do anything about it? No, not on your life. Nobody's going to mention it in the campaign either.
Well, I mean, what's going on in China and Red China now is interesting as well. As a result of all of this bad debt, as a result of the government's own finances and what they have managed to buy into, they now are having a major economic problem within Red China. And I'm sure you've been noticing that as well, the collapse of the Chinese, the economy, the ratio of the debt to the domestic product now is just only 18%. What is happening there is happening all over. It is a worldwide phenomenon, and it sounds just like it did in the 1930s before World War II. We'll be right back. Lindsay Williams, I haven't even been able to get off my soapbox. We'll be back with more in just 3 minutes. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back, and I'm sorry. I really neglected to take some calls here, Lindsay. We've been so wrapped up in this. I just feel I couldn't let go of it. And let me give you the chance again before we take the calls to mention that people can dial the toll-free number tonight. They want to be informed. They want to invest in their future, their family. Then what are you offering tonight again, and how can they do that, to call that toll-free number?
Please ask for a free catalog. Now, this is not a brochure. This is a full link. You'll be amazed how much is in it. Everything. There's positively nothing that you could possibly need in light of what's happening in the world today that you won't find in this catalog, along with explanations as to how to do it. How would you store water for a long period of time without it going bad? A free catalog. That's correct. It is free of charge. Be sure and ask for the free catalog. Now, my offer is my four DVDs. I would like you to purchase them because they cover every issue from 1960 through 2007. I mean, there is nothing left undone. Oil, banking, farming, every issue. It is a total library of 12 hours and 30 minutes of DVD viewing, and my latest DVD just within the past few weeks of the North American Union, I'm giving you as a gift. You purchase four DVDs, I will give you three as a gift and give you a free catalog of everything you could possibly ever want. Ask for the catalog anyway, regardless. And then also I will give you a copy of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and You Can Live. Now, I ask the operators to be standing by tonight, even though it is late. So you can call in even this evening if you wish. The number is toll-free, 800-321-2900. 12 hours and 30 minutes of digital quality DVD viewing of every subject imaginable, a library. The number is 800-321-2900. At least call and ask, because the toll-free number won't cost a penny.
Amen. Okay, let's take Richard in Texas right now. Hello, Richard. You're on with Lindsay Williams. Hello, Richard. What happened? We lost him? All right, let's go to Joe next. Hello, Joe. You're on the program. Hello, Joe.
How are you, Rick?
Yes, good. Thank you.
Hi, Lindsay.
Ooh, we're getting a little feedback here tonight. We're having phone problems.
Can you hear me clearly now, Lindsay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Sure.
Okay, that's fine. Lindsay, the stock market worldwide. We are now living in the age of the worldwide stock market, not the U.S. stock market. And we know through prophecy that America has to come down on the same level with all the other nations of the world. I seem to think that this is the method in which they're trying to use to bring that into being. However, I think there's a problem, and I think that... I think that we're seeing the urgency of that problem manifest in a visit by the Queen of England, who is of Judah, to the United States just recently. And remember, the Queen of England knows who the Kenites are. And I think they're up to something that's throwing a monkey work into the works. Monkey wrench into the works. Also, I'd like to mention that if you could comment on pension plans. With the worldwide stock market and the global stock market now we're seeing pension plans being invested in worldwide interests. What is going to happen to these federal, state, and town pensions, not to mention the individual IRAs that mm-hmm. people have? And could these things suddenly disappear? In other words, in Joseph's time, full storehouses suddenly appeared empty. This was in the time of the money failure, when Joseph was in Egypt and raised up high in the house of Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Do you think that these pension plans are going to be affected by these this worldwide stock market episode that's going on in the urgency that I'm seeing with people trying to make this thing work?
Yeah, the Queen of England was not in America for just no reason. She doesn't do it at her age. She came here for a reason. What it was, I have not the slightest idea. But I'm quite sure that there was a reason behind it. Jot down a word. You're going to hear more and more about the word derivatives. Derivatives. Derivatives are paper money. It really has no backing whatsoever. It's a very intricate system. It is not regulated, by the way. There are no laws that say that you have to report derivatives. So many of our big banks and pension plans are heavily invested in derivatives. this whole derivative market is so shaky that just one little bobble in world currency it could bring the whole thing toppling down overnight because of the fact that it has no backing whatsoever. It's just a promise to pay. So more and more, watch the derivative market and see what's happening. And, yes, the pension plans, I feel so sorry for people that are in their 60s and 70s and who have not provided for themselves and have depended on pension plans and Social Security and so on because they can lose it overnight and yet not have what they've put into all of their lives.
Well, Lindsay, one of the...
That's a good question, Joe. You can ask a further question. I want to pursue that when you're done. Go ahead, Joe. Caller.
One other thing that was interesting that as far as the timing of it, of the Queen of England's visit, also Tony Blair is resigning.
Yeah.
You seem to think that there's a connection between the two?
Well, positively. In fact, Tony Blair... he has backed Mr. Bush so much in Iraq and has taken so many hits. I'm quite sure that the Queen of England, who controls England, really Tony Blair doesn't, but the Queen of England still is a monarch. I'm quite sure that there was some connection between the two, and you're right. Tony Blair resigned just at the time she came over here. I'm sure there was a lot that had to be discussed behind closed doors.
And, Joe, the question you asked, Lindsay, really needs further explanation about the pensions. People are worried about that, and many of them are living off of their private pensions and or the Social Security checks as well. And with the pension plans that how can we say this? You know, it's a very complicated subject for many, but the way they're administered, And who administers the pension plan is indeed a question that really we should be spending more time with, Lindsay, because many people today are vested with a pension, and they don't realize that at the whim of a decision, a fiat decision from Washington, everything they've expected to get can be wiped out overnight. Now, I'm not trying to frighten people. I'm not trying to say that's going to happen tomorrow. But let's face it, there is absolutely no guarantee anywhere that can be validated and that can be kept without an emergency problem happening or cropping up at any time. And those pensions can be as worthless as the fiat Federal Reserve note. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, the Pension Guarantee Fund is so overloaded right now. It does not have anything... I mean, the least little bobble, and it would be just like gasoline prices. They go to $6 to $7 a gallon for gas pump. The pension guarantee is by the federal government of the United States of America has already had so many pension plans put on it until everything there is just fiat. It really has nothing. The least little bobble, and every one of those pension plans could be non-available, and the people would have to find something else to do to supply it for themselves.
And we have unfunded liabilities in every city, every state of this nation that is an off-item, off-budget liability that is very scarcely, if ever, talked about. They're frightened to death to talk about it because somehow, some way, that liability has to be paid. And we're talking trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that is not being accounted for, that's not being paid. I'm talking municipal, state, federal, and so forth. Most people don't even think about those things, do they, Lindsay?
No, they don't. But, Rick, I have been seeing something in my travels recently that is just alarming. Every time I go to a federal building, just think about this. Every time you drive by one, I went to the federal building downtown Phoenix just the other day. I had some business to take care of there. And when I went in, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Here they have put pipes that are pointed at the top all the way around the federal building. They're buried in the ground.
Huh.
And when you get there, you have to show all of your credentials as to who you are. They search you from beginning to end. You go through a metal detector. You cannot take in any knives. And I have been watching these federal buildings lately, and it's almost as if the federal government is scared to death of something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems that they are on edge. Their buildings are
Al-Qaeda.
Located. Yeah, it definitely appears.
I'm being facetious, but you're right. You're drawing attention to what's going on around us and preparations that are being made that the government does not want too many people to be too concerned about. Yet they're making preparations for themselves and for the day when they may have to control everything on the street level. Let's take another call. Thank you, Joe, for your call. We've got to move along, and let's take Mary from Georgia now. Hello, Mary. You're on with Lindsay Williams.
Hey, I had never called in before, and I caught tail end of the show, and Mr. Williams was talking about the Queen over here, and he didn't know exactly why. Well, I've read a little bit of stuff on the internet, and I don't know on the internet, and I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but two things struck me kind of funny. For one thing, the AP mentioned that the first time ever Bush wore a white tie to a state dinner. And the color white stands for surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some other people that saying that they believe that what the Queen was doing over here was that she bought out the United States lock, stock, and barrel. And I wondered what Mr. Williams thought about that.
Well, Lindsay?
I'd go back to the expression buzzwords. You say Bush was wearing a white tie. That's a buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
It meant something to him. Might not have meant anything to the average person watching Queen of England coming over just as Tony Blair resigning. That's a buzzword. Listen, notice what they're saying. They are required. They have a moral standard. The power elite have a moral standard. Believe it or not, they are required to tell everything they're going to do in advance. If we understand what they're saying, we can see it. So watch those buzzwords, and if you see them progress further, then know exactly what they're trying to tell you.
Okay, what about this last one where he was praising her for her leadership in the war on terrorism? I thought she was supposed to be a partnership. I mean, the two words mean two opposite things.
Yes, and of course they have a way of speaking out of both sides of their mouth. Like Mr. George Bush Sr. many years ago when he was president of the United States of America, he used an expression, 1,000 points of light. The average person had not the slightest idea what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
He used to use the expression New World Order. Oh, my goodness, that registered with me.
Oh, yeah.
What he was talking about.
I've been hearing all that. When I heard him say it, it just clicked off right off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to their buzzwords. They will tell you everything they're going to do. And whenever they talk about the price of gasoline in the San Mateo newspaper, can it be $4? They were basically saying it's going to be $4.
Yeah. And they've conditioned our minds to accept the eventuality that it's going to go higher. And they've tested that, and the frog in the kettle, again, Lindsay, isn't it?
Oh, positively. In fact, you must positively, every home in America must make preparations for the type of lifestyle that you are going to be willing to live in light of what's taking place in the world today. Sit down and assess your household and your dinner table and your job and decide what you are willing to live in the way of a lifestyle, and then prepare for it accordingly, because you're going to face it.
Amen.
Well that's that. What we've been doing. You know, we got, kind of like living back. My husband loves to watch Gunsmoke. So we got, we got plenty of wood to cook with. We've got oil for lamps to burn at night, and we've got, basically, we could live without electricity.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful.
You are going to be a very fortunate person, and I see that you do care about your family.
Well, it
Thank
was
you.
Good talking to you for
Mary,
the first
it was
time.
Great talking to you. I'm glad you called. Don't be a stranger. Thank you very much for joining us tonight on the program from Georgia. And keep eating that pie, that peach pie. You know, Lindsay, you get people from all walks of life listening and calling. We've been having a little bit of trouble with the phones tonight, I guess, and that's why some people couldn't get on or get through. But we have no problem reaching out to people, and you hear that people are very observant who call this program. They're very, impressed by the code language of the media and of the symbolism of the ties, the clothes that are worn. All of these things, people's eyes catch. Now, you may say, well, you're reading into it. You know, people read into this and read into that. Well, that may be in some cases, but I can assure you that when you see certain things that are happening right before your very eyes, and as you pointed out, then just a short time later, you see it happening over again. You see a movie, and then you see it played out. You know that things are not happening by accident. And today, we have an industry, we have a Hollywood industry, that works very, very closely with the government, despite the appearance of the quote, liberal left in Hollywood in opposition to the Bush administration. Let me tell you something. They are walking in lockstep with the Pentagon and with the government to condition the American people for an eventual shutdown. And the Pentagon itself, Lindsay, as you know, even 3 years ago, 2 years actually, the Washington Post had admitted they were working on some very secretive contingency plans for another shutdown and takeover of America if that eventuality should happen. We'll be back with the last segment. Lindsay Williams, my guest, will tell you again how to avail yourselves of all this knowledge. We'll be right back. Rick Adams.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Well, I had to say, this is incredible how fast time has just flown by, Lindsay, and we don't really have that much more time, but I just feel like we haven't even begun, really, to touch on so many issues that need to be talked about. However, suffice it to say, Lindsay, that what I've just said about these contingency plans, the Pentagon, the Dick Cheneys of the world, what's going on in Iraq and Iran, all of this is happening around us in a very peripheral way, the way it's being reported now. You know, essentially, peace is in the air. We're hearing more about peace talks. We're hearing more about diplomacy now than ever before. And somehow it rings hollow. It rings hollow, Lindsay. There's something in the air that just doesn't match the rhetoric. And I think we are being lulled and set up for something bigger down the road. And that's why what you just said is so important about preparations that need to be made by people. How many times have we said it now every time you've come on here, Lindsay? And yet there are people procrastinating right now, putting off what they should do right now. And I'm not trying to frighten people into buying tapes and videos and books, but I'm going to tell you, if you ever wanted to be totally informed and get the whole program in one nutshell, then Lindsay Williams is the man that I have to recommend. And you better get with the program, ladies and gentlemen, before it's too late. Lindsay, tell us again what people can do tonight, because you're not here often enough, and I want people who are new-time listeners to know what they can do. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Rick, first of all, you have done such a marvelous job of informing your audience. And I think that's the reason they call in and talk about the tie of the president and a few things like this.
Yes.
I just thank the Lord for you, and I praise the Lord that you would allow me to be on your program for every few weeks.
Every chance we have,
things are happening
yes.
so rapidly.
Absolutely, Lindsay.
Now, I would urge you to get our free catalog. This is not a catalog of my DVDs or my books. This is a catalog of everything you would ever need in life in light of what's taking place in the world today. And if you'll purchase four of my DVDs, I will give you three DVDs off the North American Union. Now, we haven't even touched tonight on the second phase of the North American Union. The first phase takes place this week. Within the next 7 days, they're allowing these truck drivers from Mexico into the United States of America. The second phase is to take away all of your supplements and vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, really. I mean, we'll get into that some other time.
And we've even touched on that in recent days, but that's true, yes.
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission has already agreed with a trilateral cooperative charter, and they have all of this already planned. You must see this DVD on the North American Union and what it's really all about. See Lou Dobbs on CNN News. You'll see some of what he has to say. Okay. The way you can do this is very simple. It's a toll-free number. There are even operators standing by tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 800-321-2900.
That's the number. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard Lindsay Williams. Now do what you can. Get the word out. Now's the time before four time slips away. Lindsay, God bless you, and thank you for coming back tonight. I want to have you talk about much more the next time in that second phase with the FDA. All right, brother?
Thank you, Rick. God bless you, and have a wonderful
Amen.
Evening.
Amen. Thank you, too. We will talk again. Lindsay Williams, my guest. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night, we hope to be able to speak with Leo Zagami, former Illuminati member, and we hope to do that right here on the program. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night at 9 Central. Rick Adams, good night, everyone.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact,